these people who got killed, there were 9 of them were children, 3 women, and 4 men, and none of them were Taliban fighters. So that strengthens the hypothesis that, as they allege, that Americans are there to kill randomly, and it's a hate crime. Because in the past, if you remember, one U.S. soldier particularly, he was killing innocent bystanders, 15, 16-year boys, and told them that they were Taliban. And he was collecting trophies, sort of collecting some of the fingers of those dead soldiers. It was a sickening thing. And then in the recent past, some soldier urinated on Taliban dead bodies. Several sort of war crimes and silly things happened in the past. And in the recent past, the burning of the Quran was the last straw, people thought, and then came this killing. So, I mean, it's very disturbing. It will sort of backfire, definitely, because in the recent past, one Afghan soldier killed 3 NATO officers. So I think that sort of incidents, you cannot rule out. There could be suicidal elements within Afghan police, Afghan army, and Taliban and Al-Qaeda elements. They will be further emboldened, not only in Afghanistan, in Pakistan and elsewhere as well, especially in Pakistan.
What will this do for the effort to forge a strategic partnership once U.S. combat operations end in 2014?
If you look at Hamid Karzai's statement, that is very strong, because he is demanding sort of short of U.S. withdrawal, but he can't afford to have that. So I think he's in a very tight corner, in a very ambivalent position. So he had to use strong words, even if he did not believe in, he didn't want to use such expressions, because his credibility is at stake, because he is perceived as an American man running the country. So Hamid Karzai had to use some strong words.
Do you anticipate this will impact the timetable of ending combat operations in Afghanistan in 2014?
It might hasten U.S. troop withdrawal from Afghanistan, because if these things continue, retaliatory attacks from Taliban and then some U.S. soldiers act, this sort of act which is not pardonable, not expected of regular troops. So I think that could precipitate NATO and U.S. withdrawal from Afghanistan.